Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
Dreams going everywhere. This shit, nigga. Turn up.
Make a move and I'm causing commotion. I had to face it, but nigga, I'm chosen. So I don't show no emotion. I'm just riding my way like the ocean. You devoted, then show your devotion. When I drop, it's gonna be an explosion. Get the money and stack it like Trojan. Psych, I'm spending every day. You know that I get feel like I'm extra paid. And I know it ain't light, but I'm heavyweight. I was just taking us, I was in the rain. Couldn't cry to nobody, I fought the pain. Ain't no pain like that pain when you in the cage. Where that shit feel like it was just yesterday.
The Big and Lazy Podcast.
Yes, sir, we back again.
Good, I'm Big. Good.
And I'm your boy, Lazy Fool. And we got another special guest with me right now. I've been knowing Lil Bro for a little time now. He's always done good music. I can say that. Yep. You know what I'm saying? We got Six Star in the building, man.
Welcome, man. Good.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming out,
my brother.
Yeah, man. You know I fuck with you, man. You know, we chop it up in the barbershop all the time.
Yes, sir.
It, man. We finally got it done. You feel me? So let's get it, man.
You say album's on the way, huh?
Here. Yeah, man. December 22nd.
Okay.
Dropping, it's like a little, I wouldn't call it an album. It was just like a compilation of shit I done did over the few years. Because I'm like a hoarder when it comes to my music and shit. So I just, you know, just finally just deciding to drop some.
Digging in that
shit.
Vault?
Yeah, digging the vault. Got some old shit, little new shit on there, a couple new shit.
That's what's up.
It's just like basically just like a compilation, I'm going to call it. But, you know, this is, you know, the beginning of some other shit I got going on. So,
well, let me give a shout out to this hoodie, man. It's hot in here, so I will be wearing it. But Poverty Kills, man. It's quality, man. It keep you warm. Poverty Kills. You can check him out at this smoke shop, 2701 Rockford Lane. He got a smoke shop, Poverty Kills, a nice quality merch. I can't wear it because it's burning up in here, but we just so cool. But yeah, man, Poverty Kills, man. Shout out to Anthony Bullitt. Poverty Kills, man. Go get some of that merch. But okay, let me ask you something real quick. Both of y'all artists, I always want to know, what's the difference between an LP and like an EP? Like, what's the difference? Like,
they said that the LP is like a live, supposed to be like a live listen or something like that. I could be wrong. And the EP is like, I forgot the term for it, but it's something like that. And they're not long. I feel like EPs are never like long. It's like a quick listen.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, okay.
EP is one of them, like, how I always looked at it, because I never really, like, understood it for real either. It's kind of outdated, but, like, I always understood, like, an EP was just, like, basically considered, like, a demo.
Mm-hmm.
And then your LP is, like, a full project.
Oh, okay, I got you. So
it
what
says
was it?
Extended EP means extended listen. I mean, extended play. And the LP is a long play.
Okay.
I feel like it's that those terms are outdated though, because niggas are just dropping shit. So
yeah.
I like the mixtape album.
Yeah. I missed the mixtape era.
Yeah.
Man, that was a good era.
People could really just drop a mixtape.
A body of work that was fire. So what you say your album name was?
It's called Gems.
Gems. Why you choose that name?
Because I feel like I be dropping gems in my music. If you, like, you know, listen to it.
There you go.
Yeah. I remember when you first started, bro, like started really taking it serious, bro. So I'm proud of you for, like, keeping it going. Because I ain't going to lie, bro. I got a lot of music in the vault, too. But it's kind of like, I don't know. I would rather write for people at this point.
Because
it's like rapping and really, like, trying to become a star is a job full time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And shit, I feel like, you know, it's a, like Andre said, it's a young man's game, but I feel like niggas like Lito and Don Tripp, they got the fan base.
Yeah.
But you can rap as long as you want if you got the fan base.
Yeah, right, yeah. As long as you got a nice fan base, because yeah. To where music is right now, it ain't how it used to be where you would go to the store and actually go buy somebody's album. It's so many people making music now.
Yeah,
like the industry that's another is reason so too. Crowded, but yeah. they got it to where you know anybody can drop music. Anybody can drop music on the streaming platform, and anybody can make money. Like I make money off my music every month, so. You know, it could be from anywhere. I could be getting paid $200 a month or just whatever. You feel me? I'm making money. I feel like that's one of the main goals now. You know, of course, everybody want to be a star.
Right.
You know, if that's what you want to do. But, you know, if you're able to make anything off of your music, you know, then I feel like you win it. You know, I just want to get to a point to where I can survive off of it.
Right.
I can be able to be like, yeah, of course I'm going to have my hands in other shit, but, you know, my music is, you know, going to be like my gold mine.
Right.
You know, so.
So that song of the day was yours. Like, what was you going through? Like, subscribers, like, what was you going through when you made that? What's the name of it?
That song was called Feel Some.
Mm-hmm.
I actually made that, like, probably on my birthday. On my birthday or probably the day after, the day before, I don't know, it was around that time. But, you know, like when I make the type of music I make. Now, when I first started making music, I was a rapper. Like I was a real deal rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of just shit. I've always been an R&B dude. So, you know, once I kind of realized early that it's a lot of people doing the same thing. And I got to, you know, somehow stand out.
Right.
And I feel like I've always been a songwriter. I've always been a, you know, like I said, I've always been an R&B dude. And I'm able to do that and actually sound good doing it. So, you know, that's one of them. It's not completely R&B, of course. You know, I like to call it trap soul. Not to get it confused with Bryson Tiller because...
It still is a genre, though.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, it's just, you feel me? I think that's real trap soul. But, you know, when I made that song, you know, it was just, you know... I be trying to make music to where people can actually relate, you know, when people can listen to my music and actually like feel it.
Right.
So I named it Feel Some, you know, so, just for anybody listening to it, you know, going through something or whatever, anybody just, you know, trying to feel something.
So what,
you listen to Rod Wave?
Yeah.
How you feel about his music? Like, how do you feel like?
Rod Wave's music actually grew on me. Like when I first started hearing Rod Wave years ago, I really didn't like it. But, I mean, I always knew he made good. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's a lot of music that I don't like.
Right.
I mean, I don't mean it's not good, though. Yeah. It's just not the type of shit that I'd be fucking
Maybe
with.
I should say that, too, because I say stuff like that all the time, and I always mean to say that...
It ain't my cup of tea type shit.
It's not my cup of tea, but I see why people like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the total opposite with Rod Wave. Rod Wave, starting out, it was... You feel me? It was... The shit. Even now, it's good.
Yeah.
He's a great artist. The way he put his songs together and everything, but it's like, damn. Like, I like versatile artists.
Yeah.
Like, it's certain artists that can get that reality rap, but can still, like, take you to a place to have fun in the music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That you still see their personality. Like,
I feel like he's trying to do that, though. He's trying to, move off.
I guess with the girls song.
Yeah,
girls,
that song right there. I feel like that was him trying to do something different. Yeah. But this album that he just dropped, though, that's what really made me like, all right, I fuck with
this. Did you go to the concert?
Yeah, I went to the concert.
Right, that's what's up, man.
I went to go see him, yeah.
Hey, I was a Rod Wave fan for the longest. But like, I ain't gonna say I'm not a fan no more, but I done shed so many tears listening to that nigga's music, bro.
Yeah, real talk, because he really... That's the type of effect I want to have on people with my music, though. I want people to hear my music and actually, like, be able to relate to something that they're going through in their life.
That's the best type of music,
whether it's now or whether it was, you feel me, they feel it. They know. And
that's what
grabs people, though.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? That's what, if you can make somebody actually, you know, feel something like that when they listen to your music, you got a fan. Because they're going to always remember how this song make them feel. And if it's something, if it's like a nostalgic feeling or euphoric feeling or whatever, you know, they're going to remember that. And they're going to, you know, now you got a fan because they you know, your music's making them feel something.
So, would you, what type of music would you say your category is? Reality rap or, you know, the trap type of, I wouldn't, you know, vibe.
I be trying to move away
more
from
industry.
Trap,
you know what I'm saying?
I try to make my sound a little industry, just because, you know, that's what you gotta do. You know,
you gotta appeal,
right? But by also doing that, I, you know, incorporate my own shit though.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not the best singer. You know, I be using auto-tune and shit, but I feel like the way that I do it,
is what
make it unique. It's not a lot of people. I ain't gonna say a lot of people making the same music I'm making. Not a lot of people in the city making the same music I'm making, but
right.
You know, it's just about how you appeal to people.
Right.
You know, so as long as you can be that guy, to make somebody, you know, to appeal to people and attract people, then, you know, that's how you do it.
So you think, what do you think could push you over the top? And who would you sign? Would you sign a deal? Or would you stay independent?
I've been contemplating myself. I actually got offered a deal years ago.
Yeah.
And I didn't take it because it just didn't sound right to me. I didn't like how they was trying to make it.
Right.
To where I really didn't have any control.
So what would make you just over the, you think it'll push you over the top to get that mainstream look?
I think a feature with an artist, you know, of my caliber, that we make similar music, you know.
Right.
Somebody like that that actually got a name, because, you know, me personally, of course, I'm supposed to feel this about myself, but I feel like I can compete with any nigga in the game.
Yeah.
So, you know, me hopping on a song with somebody and I watch them, you know, not saying it like that, but, you know, just being me, I feel like that would put me over the top, at least get my foot in the door to where, because like I said, I'm not even really out to really be a superstar.
Right.
I just want to get to a point to where I don't have to work.
Yeah.
You know, I can just make my music, or I can write music for people, or I engineer, I produce, I do all that. So, you know, just want to get to a point to where I can be able to live off of this music shit, because that's, you know, that's the dream.
Could you go back and tell us about the deal, the parameters?
Oh,
of the deal?
Yeah. It was a couple years ago, like 2018, and it was a small company. I forgot their name. I would have to look it up on my phone because I still got the emails. But they was trying to give me $15,000, but I didn't like it because they wasn't going to really give me any type of creative control
right
over my shit. Because this is
one of them 360s, huh?
Right.
Yeah. And I just didn't like the fact that I wasn't going to have any type of, like, I want to be the one to, I'm dropping here on this day.
Yeah.
This is what I'm dropping. I don't care, you know, what y'all think about it or whatever.
Because it's frustrating, man.
I see so many of these big artists going through this shit. I don't want to go through that. I'd rather stay, don't get me wrong, like, if somebody coming with talking the right shit, then I'll sign. But if I can make money independent.
It got to be life-changing.
Yeah, it got to be life-changing. It can't be some shit to where I got potential of going back broke.
Facts.
If you're not, if they're not talking, like, I sign a $500,000 record deal just because I know what I'm capable of. You feel me? I know that I can, you know, I know that once I get my foot in the door, I can be who I want to be.
That's what Thug said. He said, man, I'm saying the most fucked up
deal. And you know what's crazy? If I would have took that $15,000. If they would have let me do what I wanted to do, I would have took that $15,000. But at the same time, I look back in hindsight, it's like I wasn't ready because I'm a whole different artist now than I was then. So if I would have took that deal and, you know, made the type of music, and I wasn't making bad music then. I feel like I'm making better music now.
Right.
But if I would have took that deal making the type of music that I was making then, because I didn't really have a sound. I didn't really know what my sound was at that time. I was still jumping between rap and trying to do the singing shit and trying to rap at the same time, you know? So I didn't really have a grip on my sound then. So in hindsight, I would tell myself not to take the deal, even if they did tell me, you know, you could do what you want, because I wasn't ready. I would have took that $15,000, fucked it up.
And, yeah.
You know, been a has-been.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Fleur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Shit.
So,
but the key is that you knew the timing. Some other people got depressed about.
See, that's what I'm saying though. At the time though, it was sounding good. It's just that I didn't like that they wasn't giving me creative control.
Yeah,
they wasn't like I said.
I'm trying to be
wanna,
no slave.
Yeah, shit. Yeah. You feel me? Like I want to be the one controlling my shit. Y'all can give me the money to further my shit, and then you know talk about the because they was the numbers seemed right to me for what they was trying to do for me. The numbers seemed right, but at the same time, I didn't have creative control. They right. was gonna be telling me, yo, this the song has to, you know. I just didn't like that shit. I just didn't like how they was trying to handle it. Yeah. And you know, and there's a lot of artists today that are in situations like that and probably wish that they wasn't. I've seen it happen with a lot of big artists, and I just don't want that to happen with me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you said one feature would take you over the top. Like who's it? Like if you had they came to you, whoever came to you with a blank check, you could have one beat and one feature from somebody. Who would it be?
Of course it'd be Drake.
Mm. On the feature, but, okay.
Realistically, if I could choose, because I know that Drake is $1 million feature
there. You're going.
It's worth it,
yeah,
though.
You're over the top.
You feel me? I believe in myself that much, so I know that if I pay Drake $1 million, I'm making a hit, you know, just off the back of me. But Thug, because he's had such an influence on me. Like, when I changed my sound, like I said, when I first started out, I was a rapper. Like, I was rapping. But that was around, like, what? When I first started making music. I've been writing music and shit. I've been doing music for forever. But when I first started recording music, I was, like, 15. Mm-hmm. And that was around the time Thug was hot. You feel me? And he was just different. And that's what it kind of inspired me to go that R&B route.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I feel like if it wasn't for Thug, I would probably still be a rapper. But because of that, and of how much of an influence he had on me during that time, that's what made me like, you know what? I got to be different. I got to do something that's gonna stand out. People ain't never really heard me this way before, so they when they hear it, it's gonna catch their ear. I'm like, oh,
right,
because of the fact that I can really do it. It's just I just wasn't doing it. But ever since I started doing it, you know, that's what's been catching on with people. And, you know, I just been riding the wave.
Believe it or not, though, like, I wanted that type of rap. I wanted to be that rapper, too.
Yeah.
Like, to talk to the ladies.
Yeah.
And not necessarily like Ja Rule, but like Fabolous. Like, I've always loved, like, Fabolous' songs. You know what I'm saying? From back in the day to now, you know what I'm saying? He just spit it to the lady so fly. Like, I'm an LL fan, too.
Fabulous,
so
real
like,
smooth.
Yeah, you feel me? And I'm an LL fan. LL, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? He's taking your bitch off a song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
LL's a character. You see that little meme they had, like, the little collection of memes, like, he was licking chocolate off his chick's kneecaps.
Oh, yeah, and the videos.
Yeah, then he was doing this on the raft, and, like, it was...
Oh, yeah.
Then he was in the Peep Show eating strawberries. Yeah, and,
man. But he was the man, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga's songs was captivating. Like, this nigga would take your bitch off a song. Is he I ain't had a crush in years. Hey, love. Damn, man, get back up off my girl.
Is he a better artist or a better actor?
That's hard. It's rare. It's rare for
I'm
people to actually succeed at doing that.
I'm going
to
keep it real. I fucks with, what's that movie with Jada Pinkett? He's in it. Man, it was a comedy, though, and his daddy died.
Kingdom Come.
Yeah, Kingdom Come.
Is that it?
That was one of the
greatest. Eddie Winslow was in it and everything. Yeah,
one of the funniest movies I ever watched, dog.
Yeah.
He was, that,
He was a drunk. He was like an alcoholic or something. Yeah, okay.
He was trying to stop.
Yeah, okay.
I like his role in Deliver Us From Evil.
Yeah, yes, that was a good movie right there. Yeah.
Like, it was hilarious in that movie. You want to know the funniest part of that movie?
With the potato salad?
That was funny too. But when Gabrielle seen her old dude at the little ball, and she was like, he was like, yeah, so who you with? You know, dude came in. He was like, oh, you the meat man. He's like, yeah, I deliver high-end meat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, mayor. You feel me? He was cool with the mayor and shit. That was a good movie. But I don't know, man. LL, man, is one of the original niggas doing this shit. Rap.
Yeah, him and Ice Cube.
You know what I'm saying? It's hard to say that, you know.
Uh-huh. He owned all his masters, too.
You know what I'm saying? You know who wrote Paradise?
Paradise who?
You know that. If you need me, baby, I'm for real.
That was him?
Nah.
Who?
The GOATs.
50?
Yes.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
That's Anne Marie in there, ain't it?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So who owed 50 some money? Somebody owed 50 some money?
Everybody owed 50
some money. Yeah, man. You better not. He coming for his shit. Worse than Boosie.
Because it's some chick that owed him some money. He said, oh, you better pay my money. Like,
you talking about your girl. Damn. Tiara Marie or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
Because she tried to, like, defamation of character. She tried to, like, lie on him about some shit. And he was like, what? It's Sue.
Yeah. He won?
And won.
Yeah, he won.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He be at a... when it first happened, he was at a neck.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I remember that shit. But that's why posting all on Instagram.
Like, when we talked about Boosie, like, not having no pics, that nigga don't have no pics. He coming at whoever.
Yep.
That nigga's fucked up nigga for that shit.
50's funny.
King Petty, dog.
Yeah, 50. King Petty. 50 is funny. And he got stupid money, so he can do whatever he wanna do.
So who's your all-time like favorite entertainer?
Entertainer?
Yeah, I can ask both of y'all that. Your favorite entertainer.
You talking about music?
Period. If they do music, they could do, you know what I'm saying?
It's crazy. I was just thinking about this the other day. I gotta go with Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx, yeah.
I fuck with Jay.
I gotta go with Jamie Foxx because He did everything. He's doing everything.
Yeah.
He writes songs. He can act for real. Like, not just put a famous person in the movie.
Yeah.
He can really act.
Comedian.
Athlete.
They said you had to really be in shape and all that
and
to do anything.
And he's really made hit songs. Like, not just like
hit albums.
He has hits.
Come on now.
Like, come on
That's
now,
one of the greatest stories when he tells about the night he met Kanye.
Oh yeah,
Kanye was like, "Hey man, I like your music, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a song for you."
Yeah,
he's like, "Cool, we can go right now and record it." Yep,
made one of the biggest hits.
Yeah,
you feel me? At documentary, dog. My oldest cried off that motherfucker.
Which one?
The Kanye documentary. He was like,
really?
"You see how they treat him? They was laughing in his face. Like, man, who are you to say that you the best nigga ever?" He was like, "Nigga, because I am." You know what I'm saying?
You can't tell me.
Playing in his face, laughing at him. You know what I'm saying?
So he's a big Kanye fan.
Dog. When I took him to the Kanye's house, dog, the motherfucker lost his mind.
Really?
If it wasn't no gate up, he'd have been on that porch. He said, it's the same one from the documentary.
Oh,
his mama, they was sitting right there.
He probably feel about Kanye West how I felt about Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
He was a Michael Jackson fan?
He was a big Michael Jackson fan, too.
I cried like a baby when he died, bro. I remember I was playing skate on my PS2.
Mm-hmm.
And my mama told me, bro. She told me, I went back in my room and I cried. And I remember later that night, it stormed so bad.
It did.
It stormed like a motherfucker that night. And I woke up, the Thriller video was on, and I cried again.
Yeah.
I was fucked up by Michael
Jackson. R.I.P. Mike, man. I think all kids now, I know we was, but we kind of had Mike.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We had Mike.
And I was a young dude. When Mike died, bro,
And you a little younger than us, so just think. My cousins used to have the videotape of Thriller. It was like a mini movie.
I had a VHS tape of a tour that he went on.
Yeah.
I forgot what tour it was, but it was the one where motherfuckers was passing out and shit and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I had the VHS tape of that, bro. I used to watch that motherfucker so many times. Like, I was a real Michael Jackson fan. Like, people used to talk about me because I was a real Michael Jackson fan.
You know what I hate, though? When people say that Usher's the new Mike, or you know,
ain't nobody
fuck
the real
no.
Mike, bro.
No,
the only thing that we, the only nigga coming close to Mike, is Chris Brown.
Really, they be trying to
what
say the Weeknd.
Fuck no.
Prince had his time, bro. Yeah, Prince had his time. He couldn't get the mic when he was hot.
Yeah.
I ain't saying, but Prince was different. It was, I don't see the hype on Prince. Sorry, yeah. Auntie. I know Aunt Goldie gonna watch it. She watch all of them. She got Prince all over her house.
My mom the same way, too. She had Prince, like, she cried when Prince died. Like.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible in my family, but I'm taking Chris. CB.
Yeah, I'll say he's the closest one, but you know, they
singing
they
and dancing
him.
At the same time, yeah. Nobody could do it like
but they
Chris
killed his legacy,
like,
though.
What about
bro?
Usher?
Fuck no.
Usher's cool. I ain't gonna take nothing away from Usher. Like, he's a legend.
But my nigga ain't miss.
Usher's
Chris
not
ain't miss. What? We ain't listening to the papers.
They didn't give Chris a chance. After that Rihanna shit, yeah. It was over.
They still don't fuck with him, bro, just because of that shit, bro.
But, and it's like,
but you can't stop him.
His career. You can't stop him, though.
Can't stop him. Because
he still makes great music. Like,
and
bro,
he ain't
when he drop an album, it don't even get promoted, bro. Like, you don't see nobody posting this album. Nah. None of that, bro. Like, I'll be like, I remember one time, bro, when he had just dropped that, what's that? The song that was going viral.
Now, I do like that, yeah. A Gunna.
What?
That Heat.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's hard
that
too.
That nigga smack Heat.
But that one song with Chris Brown, he was like fucking Robitussin.
Yes,
yeah.
Bro, when that song went viral, that song was like a year and a half old, bro.
But you got to understand too with Chris will drop an album. I remember when Chris dropped the album. I forgot what album it is, so I won't quote it. But Fine China had been out 3-4 years,
uh-huh.
And it was still on there.
I remember when Fine China came. I remember watching Fine China on the video on One.
The nigga
Park.
Ain't missed, bro.
Yeah,
from Chris, yo.
So you think he'd win in the versus against Usher?
Oh yes. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
No. Yes. I'm gonna tell you. Look. If Usher win, just he's gonna win off the strength of just being Usher. You feel me,
bro? But Chris ain't got a
Brown
better album
really
than Confessions.
Got,
Chris cannot.
You ain't really listening to
that's
Chris
it
Brown
after
then.
That though.
Yes, yeah, you right. Though.
Confessions.
You right.
You can't name another
Usher
album.
Usher got
that,
some songs.
He got songs.
My like, way.
My way. Yeah, we all know where he was. 7 o'clock on the dot.
Yeah.
But from
yo, you got it bad.
You got it bad.
That's before.
It is.
That's
before.
On 8701. Right?
8701. Yeah.
What you gotta think? Let's now. You said all of those.
Yeah.
Let's not forget the first Chris Brown album. We was young tenderonis dating, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's never the right time to say goodbye.
Yeah. I remember watching that video on
nigga, I'm bad. I wanted to go down YouTube. The hallway in school and pull a chick dancing the yo.
Yeah.
But, you feel me? Then you hold on though. Then you got the body of work. You got the young man.
Yeah.
We got the same thing with Usher.
At wall to wall.
Yeah.
You got
at
the
wall
young
to wall
man,
was like his transition
but the
into
ain't
you feel
miss.
Me?
We didn't fuck with ready to sign them papers.
I fucked with that.
What?
Right. Usher still got it. It still got hit.
I fucked with
he
papers.
Do.
And got a hit on the radio right now. 30 years ago.
But I'm like the weight of the song to me. It's like Usher, yeah. Usher's great. We love Usher. But nigga, Chris, nah, man. Chris is the only nigga that's close to Mike. Yeah. But the only nigga I put over Chris is R. Kelly once again. Okay, look, we got the albums up.
Yeah.
Look how many albums that nigga got. All of that shit is hits.
Yeah, it's a hit. It's about two, three hits on every single
two,
one of
three,
them albums. I ain't gonna lie.
That royalty
and Usher ain't got just as many hits though.
Nah.
Man,
I'm not saying Usher ain't got hits, but I'm saying as far as like his albums,
yes,
there's only like one or two albums, maybe three albums of Usher that you can be like, that's a cold.
Yeah.
Album.
After Confessions, what does Usher got that's holding Chris back?
He got a whole a show in Vegas. Like he got a whole.
Yeah,
that's because he's a legend.
And he's older.
That's because of who he is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's Usher.
By the time Chris Brown get up, they're
going to eventually give Chris Brown his flowers, but by that time, it's going to be too late.
Love in This Club. I used to love Love in This Club.
Yeah, Love in This Club was called.
You
was
know what
hard.
I'm saying?
Moving Mountains.
Yeah, yeah, but just think if Chris would have sung that.
He was talking about that. He was talking about that. Because it was actually a situation to where Chris Brown was supposed to be on a song with 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne on the album that they just dropped.
I seen
but
that.
They ended up using Usher instead of him. And
even
he got a version of him singing it, and then you could hear the version of Usher saying, Chris Brown definitely did that shit better. But
and they
what song
the,
is this?
I don't know what the song's called. I just know that it's on 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne's little joint album, Collie Grove, that they did. and it's a song with Usher on there. And Chris Brown was supposed to be singing it, but they ended up going with Usher.
And I ain't taking nothing from Usher.
Yeah, no, no. Yeah,
Usher's a fucking legend in the game.
Legend.
But when it comes to singing and dancing at the same time.
Usher, like, Usher can dance.
He can't dance like Chris Brown. No. I went to the Lovers and Friends Festival.
Yeah.
I seen Chris Brown perform.
Uh-huh.
The nigga stood there like Mike.
Yep.
My girl going crazy.
My wife is,
I'm even like, nigga, it's Chris.
But like, let's see, that's the thing.
That nigga did a flip. His feet was standing there like this. The nigga did it looked like he did two flips, just standing there. Boom, boom. Yeah. You feel me? Like
the media make you think that he's not who he really is.
Yes.
Because
and he smokes cigarettes.
And he do cocaine.
And he do drugs.
You think he do the powder?
Yeah. He got a chain that got a razor, and at the end it's a gold razor, and at the end of the razor, it's gold crystals at the end of the razor.
Oh wow!
I love a nigga that's genuine to himself.
Yeah, at least he ain't lying about it. Like a lot of these people are.
You know, what
a lot of these people are drug addicts, and they're not going to say it. I feel about it, bro. Like at least cocaine—that's a rich man's drug.
Yeah,
you can afford it. Yeah.
But let's keep it real. We can't be biased on drug addicts. Every great artist of this world has been the greatest artist to me, the greatest voice ever. Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston was, her brother said, we were getting high since the beginning. Before, you know. What's the song? I don't wanna dance. Before that.
Damn.
But you gotta think, she did all that music, phenomenal.
Uh-huh.
The Preacher's Wife.
Yeah.
Waiting to Exhale.
What's that, The Hitman's Bodyguard?
The Bodyguard?
The Bodyguard.
She was high on The Bodyguard, though. You gotta go watch The Bodyguard, bro. One day I was loaded watching The Bodyguard, and I was like, she is loaded in this movie.
I believe it.
But I'm just telling you, David Ruffin,
so
Frankie Lyman.
Yeah. Do y'all remember the first time nigga tried to, like, do y'all remember, like, when a nigga tried to, I ain't saying we did drugs or y'all did drugs, but, like, a nigga pulled out some powder and, like, I was just in, like, all type shit. Like, a nigga just, do you remember, like?
Yeah. I went to this little studio. This dude had his house and his girl did some coke.
Uh-huh.
But I ain't never really been around it.
I seen my nigga do some shit. And I was like,
did he offer you some?
Yeah, they offered me some, but it's how I feel about it.
Did you take
it? You do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I'ma do me. You do what you do. Nah, I ain't take
that
it.
Album too, though.
I ain't take it. But I remember the first time I seen him do it, because we was with some white folks. And I don't really hang with white people. I ain't got nothing against white people or nothing, but I don't have a whole lot of white friends or whatever. He be with a whole lot of white people and shit, so I kind of expect, they wild white people too, so like I kind of expected it.
I got a partner to hang with white
people. I just didn't know that he was on that. But I wouldn't judge him.
Yeah, one day I said something to my homie and he said about coke and he was like, bro, like he hangs with white people.
Yeah, like
bro, it's just a little coke. I've done acid, I've done coke, I've done shrooms, you know.
I feel like if you a person that pop pills or something, you can't say nothing about no coke.
Nah, hell nah. You worse.
Yeah, you worse. Like people don't even think like coke is niggas be taking downers. Those downers are what deteriorate your body and shit. You feel me? Not saying coke don't deteriorate you. If you become an addict and you just take, of course it's gonna have an effect on your body. But motherfuckers taking perks and Xanax and all that too. Other shit and fitting all period.
Motherfuckers be like, knowing them. Motherfuckers
y'all don't even
fake,
understand
though.
What that shit is doing to y'all body. You feel me? Y'all just trying to get it high, not understanding that. In about 10 years, bro, you gonna be that nigga on the corner.
Man, if they start
out your mind.
If they said that most of the weed out here has got fitting and all that, I would quit. It ain't that serious.
I just stopped smoking weed not too long ago. I started back, but I'm on probation and shit.
Okay.
And, I ain't never been drug tested before, but she told me that in order for me to go inactive with my shit, I would have to be clean.
Yeah.
So, you know, I did it. And it wasn't, because I've been in jail before and shit. Because I remember being in jail, like, I ain't even think about this shit. Maybe because I'm going through jail shit, but I done went months without smoking weed. So it's like,
I've never been months.
Yeah, I went a couple months.
Yeah, I just went, because I was detoxing my body and stuff.
And
I was like
and
working
out.
And
I can't do it. I could do it.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Because
I've been smoking weed since I was like 11.
Me too.
So you feel me? Like I ain't never not smoked weed. Right. You feel me? Only time I've not smoked
weed. Y'all smoked weed, y'all let me?
Yes. Because I remember. The first time I hit weed was probably like 11, 12. I remember that whole summer.
Oh, God. I remember I took one of my mama's blunts out of that ashtray while she was at work.
My cousin.
Smoked that shit in the bathroom. My cousin. And then she came home and I hid it under the bathroom sink. She ended up finding that motherfucker like 2 days later.
She didn't smell it? You hear me?
No, because I had, y'all sprayed the fuck out of that shit. And I had like the bathroom fan on and shit. So, like, she smoked weed though. So it's gonna already smell like weed.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, but she said one day she was in there and she smelled weed. And she didn't smoke no weed. It smelled like it was a blunt. Like you could tell the difference between somebody smoking and then if it's just like a blunt, you feel me, and you just smelling like that burnt weed type shit. So she smelled and she was just
probably
looking
got
all
stronger
the
up under there too.
Yep. So she opened that cabinet and seen him.
Man, my cousin,
I lied my ass off though. I was like, it wasn't me.
My cousin Tevin. Shout out Tevin Robinson, man. Central legend. The jet legend. My nigga's mama used to put roaches out like this. It was full of roaches.
Yeah.
And I remember he came. He was like, bro, you gonna hit this weed? I'm like, man, we athletes, man. You know?
Yeah.
He's like, nigga, please. Like, we, but that's the thing, though. You want to know what was hard for me to stop and still hard for me? Blacks.
Really?
Blacks. I want a black so bad right now.
Uh-huh. When's the last time you smoked one?
Man, I ain't smoked a black since in like 2 years. Before I even had surgery, I had to stop smoking blacks.
That's good shit. It's
I
been about 2 years today.
Like a couple of days.
Now, I was smoking a new pack of Newports a day.
You remember I had the surgery?
On what? Your lung?
Yeah, I have surgery on my lung, but before that, I wasn't smoking blacks.
What happened?
I just had like a defect on my lung. They said it could have been taken out at birth, but you know what I'm saying? I was supposed to be like the nigga on John Q. That's what the doctor said.
Oh, man.
That's the first time I ever seen my pops cry. Like, that nigga broke down like, man, this is the most active kid in the house. My big brother, he sit in the house, chill, play the game, talk on the phone. He ain't really. He'll come to the door. What up, y'all? He's one of them niggas. My little brother Kyrie, he want the chores that he can be in the house doing. Like, we had chores. So one of his chores would be folding up all the clothes that got washed. He would pull all the fucking clothes, three bins up, watch TV, fold clothes like an old man, just chilling. Mm-hmm. Me? Man, get me the fuck out of here, man. I'm trying to go motherfucking outside. I was outside, nigga. Doctor said it was something that could have been taken off at birth. Like my left side, the second lobe was not functioning. Mm-hmm. And I never knew this. I played sports. They was like, you ain't never have no short of breath and all that. Fuck no. And I've been smoking since I was a young nigga.
Mm-hmm. So you short of breath now? Like, do you have any?
Nah, I wasn't sick then. When it happened, I just was spitting up blood. And it got bad. Like, I went to the hospital thinking I'm going to get right out. It was like a Sunday or Monday. It was like a Monday morning. I went like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And I ain't leave that bitch till next Thursday.
Ah, damn.
Yeah.
Oh,
I had tubes up in me and shit. They had to go in the lung.
Remind me of some hospital show shit.
Yeah, it was crazy, bro, because the doctor was crying.
The doctor?
Yeah, I follow him on Facebook
and
everything.
You see a doctor crying. That's because
he was the lung, lung specialist. And then he seen my dad crying. He was like, man, my wife ain't leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, he seen, like, the love that was around me. So he was like, man, you lucky. He was like, y'all ever seen John Q when he just was playing baseball and just collapsed? Yeah. He said, this is what could have happened to you because that second lobe wasn't working. And it was just getting fed blood into a dead spot. So it's like, I was prone to catch pneumonia all the time. I was supposed to be like a sickly kid, not being able to run all the time and shit like that. And then never, ever. I'm an outside nigga.
That's that black gene in you, man.
You feel me? So when they took it out and shit, I wasn't even sick. They said I had pneumonia, a bunch of debris in it. Like, they said that since that wasn't working, it was making everything else work harder, like my heart and my other lung and shit like that. Never knew until I was 32 years old. You feel me?
Yeah.
So afterwards, though, that was the worst part because, like I said, I wasn't sick at all. I mean, sitting in the studio, smoke a million blacks, never sick. After I got out of surgery, nigga.
I feel like that's a mental thing, though, because like, if you would have never knew about it, you probably would have never knew about
it. They said it would have been worse when I get older, the coughing up blood.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't even found out from it until you
I probably
really
would have lost
older.
A whole lung.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And the procedure was kind of quick. They had to go through my ribs. Luckily, they didn't have to break them. Yeah, they had to go through my ribs in the back. I got the scars, bro. Look like I've been shot, bro.
My cousin, he had intestine. That's how goofy that nigga is. He had to get his intestines removed. So he got like a nice little scar right here.
He said he's goofy.
Yeah, he tell all the bitches he got shot. He said, yeah.
I was on that for a minute.
Yeah.
Because the old nigga came to the shop.
Uh-huh.
And he was up the street. He was like, man, where you been at? Because I'm thinking, I'm trying to get right back to the money.
Yeah, get to the money. Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to like, I'm stressing out. I'm like, I'll pay, you know, pay your rent, you know, help you. You know, I had a, you know, family was everything at that time. My little brother dropped pee on me, two peas. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the bro.
Man, dog, it was a blessing. But, bro, I was trying to get right back to the shop. And he was like, you can go at your own pace. He said, but I guarantee you, when you come out of surgery, you ain't going to want to do nothing. And I had the tube in me. I couldn't leave for three more days because the tube, my lung wouldn't drain.
Was you playing 50 Cent? Was that going to hey. You could find me. Nah, you know bro, what I mean?
When I was at the shop, though, and OG was like, man, where you been at, man? You know, he walked past every day. Blistering cold, raining. He walked to the liquor store every day.
Yeah.
I said, man, I showed him my sky. He said, man, a nigga shot you, bro. I said, yeah, you feel me? I bounced back like 50, man. He's like, what? Yeah, you got? I'm like, nah, bro. It was just surgery, bro. Like, you feel me? But that shit was crazy, bro. Like, I immediately went and got my kids checked out.
Yeah. Because that could be like some hereditary.
Genetic.
Shit. Yeah.
You know what
I
saying?
Was doing the same thing. I was just like coughing up phlegm. Like, I'm smoking a pack and a half of cigarettes a day, bro. I'm like, damn. Then my house is a smoke-free house. I'm on the porch freezing my ass off trying to smoke. I'm like, what the fuck am I
what
doing?
What am I doing?
What the fuck am I? I'm not that's getting
like,
high.
That's what you have at epiphany. Yeah, like, I'm like, you know what?
Cold all turkey. Right. No patches. No, what's it? What's it called? Them jewels. What's it called? The little puffers?
The jewels.
None of that shit. And shit. Gums or none of that. Cold turkey. Yeah. That's one of the hardest things you ever,
a black,
man.
Though? A black is my weakness, bro. Every time I smell a black, I'll be like, damn.
Bro, like.
It's been like 2 years, bro. Like, I'll be like,
it's been about
black,
2 years,
bro.
Too. When I thought I eat a good meal or something, I want to fire a cigarette up.
That's why I smoke so much weed still. I mean, still.
Yeah.
Like, when I go home and play the game, bro, I'm rolling three.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to smoke like chain smoke them.
Okay. You said you've been smoking since 11. I know you done smoked out of the coke can.
He's a little too young for that.
You ain't never had the coke.
He's one of the backwood babies, bro. He's one of the first niggas to ever hand me a backwood.
Only reason I was smoking backwoods as a young nigga and shit, but
you was the first one of the first niggas to hand me a backwood.
You know who put me on though?
Sam.
Sam put me on. Sam got me hooked on the backwood.
Billy's brother, Billy's people?
Nah, LaBelle, Pookie's a nephew. They used to play for the Jets. Big nose, Pookie. My nigga.
Yeah,
Dre's
okay,
nigga.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sam got me hooked on the woods. But now I don't even like smoking Rellos, bro. Like I won't smoke because my baby mama, bro, like when we was together and shit, bro, like she didn't like smoking Rellos and shit. Like I didn't buy so much weed with that girl, but literally, bro, I'd be buying like a quarter a day, smoking about 2-3 woods out of the quarter, you feel me? And I wouldn't roll a Rello, even though I know that's saving weed, but like it's not the same. You know, that shit don't hit like a good wood.
Don't hit harder
wood.
Than that can, bro. You ever smoked out of a can?
I ain't never smoked out of a can.
Look, I'm going to tell you, bro.
I smoked out of a bottle. I just made a Gatorade bottle and shit, but I ain't smoked out of no can.
If and when you start smoking again, get you a can.
Nah, I already started smoking again. Yeah. I rolled me up. As soon as I left the probation office, after I passed my shit, bro, I went to the crib.
I'm an old nigga. I can roll a paper so quick.
I can't roll a paper. I like cones, though.
Yeah, I can't smoke. I smoked a cone earlier today, bro, and I don't like that shit, bro. That shit just don't be hitting.
Man,
you know what it is? That nicotine.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's that nicotine.
But you
got
to roll them right, too, bro. Like, I used to be like that, too. Like,
hold on. Can I get this nigga the Coke can recipe real quick?
Go ahead. Take
you a can Coke. Get you a Faygo's. You could drink it, pour it out, or anything. Take the Coke can, just like this, but you want the bottom of where you drink out of it, like, down this way. You know what I mean? Towards the bottom. And you just want to take a slight bend in it and just take you a little knife or something sharp and poke you about 10 small holes in it. Put the weed right there, bro, and just... And it's the best high you ever... Man, you ain't got to break no... Nigga.
You right, though.
You ain't
right.
Got to do none of that goofy ass. Just...
I'm not like one of them... I don't like smoking like that, though. Like, I don't like bones. I don't like none of that. Like, I don't know.
To me, that's a social thing.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm with... Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The homies or something. Like, because my brother, he bought a zone to the barbershop one day.
Nigga, I had two bad bitches smoking out of the coke can.
You did?
Yeah.
See, you a different type nigga, though.
I'll tell you when you get off her.
You be where they do that at.
Nigga, I was at my house. I was at my house.
I'm saying where they do that at.
I was at the... And she's like, I ain't never smoked out of one. I said, here, just hit it.
Bitches,
oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is...
I ain't going to say that I do it myself. If somebody came to me and was like...
It got
to
be...
You feel me? I do it. Because I don't even hit bones, outside. Bro. I don't even like hitting bones, bro. Like, that shit don't...
My brother bought an ice zone too much, maybe.
I don't know.
To the barbershop. That motherfucker was zigzag with ice at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And you put the weed on the outside thing. That motherfucker.
Boom, you ever smoked them little right snow caps they got?
The white weed? No, I couldn't do it. Once I put that shit on my hand, that shit was on my hand like a donut.
Yeah. I don't trust Louisville at all.
Yeah.
Nigga slip you some poison.
Nigga said it was good though, because nigga.
I didn't hear nigga say that it's straight, but he
had some.
I gotta go get that shit from a dispensary. Can't no random nigga just sell me no shit like
I don't
that.
Really trust that shit neither, bro, because anything you can sit back there and make.
I didn't got weed from a dispensary though. I went to Chicago too, and I went to this. That was my first time going to a dispensary in Chicago. And I went up there and I got me some nice little weed, and I'm like, that shit's all right.
This is real weed.
Like, this shit's all right. But I wouldn't buy no shit like that off a nigga off a street. Yeah. Just because I know what niggas be on. Niggas be trying to.
I've been to a few different
cities.
Ain't no
telling what the fuck you done did to this shit.
Yeah.
It could be real.
Once a nigga can put his hands on your shit,
I don't really. Just hand me the regular shit.
You know what I'm saying? I'd have been to the dispensaries in Vegas. I've been to a lot of dispensaries too, bro. And like, it's a nigga in the back making pre rolls. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like, just. At least hide this nigga.
I don't know, but see,
I don't want niggas touching my weed.
I feel like I feel like it's a conscious thing, because
you can do what you want.
I know that this is your job.
Yeah.
To do this, so I would probably trust a nigga making my pre-roll.
But his job is also
I would trust
to make you come back. Man, where's the nigga with the pre-roll? I need that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got some pre-rolls from Chicago, and I ain't fuck
me
with
too.
Them. I ain't fuck with the ones
I don't fuck with pre-rolls, bro.
I don't like papers, period. Yeah. I just don't like smoking papers.
I feel you.
I like them little, it's called MXY, like the little black little carts they got in Chicago. So every time because I used to have my own independent business. Every time I went to Chicago, just, you know, stop at the dispensary, grab me a little something, I don't really buy no flour. I just buy something I can't get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got buzz, but I buy me like a little,
you want to know what else I smoke besides a paper?
What's that?
I will smoke a good leaf. Not a backwood, but just like a
Fonta leaf?
I fuck with the like Fonta leaves, but they drop on me all the time. I hate that shit.
Like a Capone?
They so big. I fuck with the Capone, but they get that shit in. They make me want a black.
Mm-hmm. I like Capone. But
you can stuff
Capone's is different now, but I feel like when they first came out,
they was
straight because...
They was.
They really stick. Like, you can really roll it and it really stick.
You
now
have
it's
to lick
like,
it.
Yeah, now it's like, you know, they just trying to, you know, get some money.
But it was a pleasure talking to you, bro.
Shout out your album again, bro.
Yeah, bro. December 22nd, bro. I got gems dropping, bro. Like I said, it's just a compilation of shit that I done did over the past few years that I just been hoarding.
Yeah.
And finally just trying to, you know, get it out before I hop on this next journey that I'm hopping on.
We gotta
listen to that shit, man.
We got a couple questions before we get out of here.
Yeah.
If you want to see somebody on here, who would it be? But you gotta be
able
on this podcast, but you gotta be able to make it call like and plug us in, and like you can't just say Michael Jordan type. You know what I mean? You gotta be able to, you know, what's up, bro? Send a text at, you know.
Man, I would get my guy Marty on here. Marty on the beat. I don't know if y'all familiar with my guy Marty, bro, he's real genuine dude, and he got a name, you know, inside the music industry here in the city and stuff. Yeah. Like I said, he's a real genuine dude, and you know, he's helped me out with because I've been trying to get with features and stuff with people and stuff, and I'm not a real social dude for real when it comes to music. I'm real picky about who I do my music with,
right?
And you know, he knows that about me. And so he been trying to, you know, get me to be on songs of people. Like, I don't know if y'all familiar with, what's her name? Queen Ken. Ken, whatever her name is. I forgot. Shout out to her, though. But we got a song that we doing together that's going to be on Marty's little mixtape he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I got a song I just did with this guy from Tampa. The name's Trapstar J3. And I got some other stuff that's in the works with some people too. But shout out to them though. Shout out my guy Marty, man. He's a real good dude. He deserves
We gotta get Sam on here too, man. Sam was going hard.
Sam,
man.
Bro. Yeah, bro.
He's a man of many faces.
That's my guy, bro.
Yeah.
And I fuck with Sam. I've been knowing Sam since we was in sixth grade.
And he's been the same nigga since.
Shout out to Ahead of the Wave, man.
Ahead of the Wave, bro. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And before you get out of here, you got to give us something good to watch and something good to eat.
That's my line, damn it. I'm just fucking with this.
Something good to watch. What I've been watching. Man, I'm a big Marvel nerd, bro. So I would recommend anything Marvel to watch.
So who's your favorite? You watch X-Men?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite X-Men?
Shit.
Let me say it like this. Who, if they all had a fight, who you think would win?
I want to say Wolverine, just because can't really kill him.
You can't, but...
Can't really kill him. But if I was to go with anybody else, I would really just have to decide between Professor X and Magneto.
But Magneto's going to fuck Wolverine up. He can't do nothing with... Because he's all metal.
It depends. Are we fighting Wolverine with the vibranium? Or are we fighting Wolverine with the...
I'm lost.
The regular clothes?
I am lost right now.
You remember X-Men
Origins? I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Before he got the... He
but
can't
Wolverine,
fuck with
he always... The Wolverine we always know, even back in the 90s cartoons, he had the metal shit.
Yeah.
We can go back to technically.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Are we going to go with Wolverine with the metal? Or if it's with the metal, then yeah, Magneto going to get him.
You know who I'm taking?
Who?
Batman.
Wow, Batman get his ass whooped.
Batman just a nigga with a cape on. Batman
was rich.
You know what his
he didn't have no superpower. He had hands.
He had a superpower. Was white privilege.
He was smart.
Ain't no nigga gonna go whooping niggas and snatching niggas up.
Batman smart as hell though. That's the thing he got going for him.
He's rich, man.
I don't know if you seen Batman versus Superman, but seen what he did to Superman.
He wasn't supposed to beat Superman.
Just give him some time. Just get him some time to plan some shit, bro. I promise you. He's rich.
At this time and age, a rich nigga could go and get anything to kill you with.
Shout out to Puff. They said he's taking niggas out left and fucking right. I'm serious. What's her name?
It's all coming to an end.
Bro, I don't wish jail or bad on nothing, but just the way, I'm just going to touch on Puff. Name me one artist that's in a better position. They might have had one good album that's not dead, that's fucked up and went crazy, went to religion. Like, you can go down the list. Big Shine, Black Rock. This name, B5, like, The Locks. Bro, none of them niggas is in better. Yeah. Mace, like.
Yeah, Mace is good.
Shout out Mace, though.
Yeah, he's straight. I love his show.
Mace saved Bad Boy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
not trusting no nigga keep changing his name, by the way.
Yeah, he changed his name. Puff, for tax Diddy. Reasons. Huh?
Puff, P. Diddy, love. Mm-hmm. Brother love.
Brother love.
Diddy, yeah. Puff.
Shout out Diddy, though. I hope he didn't do the shit that they say he did, but...
You ain't gonna give a nigga $30 million, but like 50 Cent. He said, if you come to me with some receipts and I'll pay you. Cassie came out with that shit, and she had her money with it. Yeah. Man.
My thing is, I don't agree. I know you got to get out of here, but I don't agree with that. I don't agree with coming back 20 years later. Bill Cosby raped me.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It was 40 years ago. What, you woke up today and thought about it? You got to say it when
at this point, it's like, okay, you just doing this just so you can...
And how long she been married to the trainer?
Who?
Cassie.
She's been with him for a couple years.
They introduced each other. She wrote a letter to Diddy and was like, thank you for introducing me to the love of my life. But now, you just say I need some money.
I feel like Cassie.
Yeah, she was crap.
I'm going to say crap.
She was cute.
Yeah.
But she...
Cassie was bad.
Don't
do that to Cassie.
Yeah, I'm talking about singing.
Cassie was bad.
I'm talking about talent-wise. Okay.
Curry Hilson's fine, but shit.
Yeah.
You know Curry Hilson right now?
So, I just feel like, you know, she did it in an appropriate time. If it would have been 10, 15 years from after the fact, it's like, all right, okay. But she kind of just, I ain't gonna say just got in a relationship with the dude, but she's only years removed. And if he did the shit that she's saying that he did, that's gonna take some time to heal and stuff. But
I must ain't got no brothers and nothing.
At 20 years, shit.
He's either getting whooped or paying us tonight.
Nah, for real though, she really ain't got nobody. But she might have just wanted to do it that way because she know, like, nigga, you gonna pay me.
Can I ask y'all a question though? This is kind of on subject, kind of off subject. A chick just hit my inbox talking about I had a crush on you. It's kind of my mama's friend, but she a little older than me, but not that much older. She's in her late 30s. She said, I've been having a crush on you for 10 years. She said, why ain't you never say nothing?
Is she fine?
She's all right. She's fuckable. She's gonna get fucked. Yeah. But look. But she gonna say, I was in a relationship the whole 10 years, but I was crushing on you. I know not to trust your ass. You just told me what the fuck kind of shit is that?
I mean, no, because at least she didn't act on it.
Yeah.
At least she didn't act on it.
Once it hits up here, man, that's all the acting. Once it.
You traumatized though. You're a man that's, of the but night.
That's one of my rules. Though. That's one of my rules though. Like I can't fuck with nobody long term. If I started fucking with you and you had a situation going on and you and your dude was it's going through like a rough you. Patch, how do I know you're not gonna do that same shit to me? I can't Thanks. Fuck with you.
You
like
lose
that.
Them how you get them.
Now, we cool. We can be cool.
My mama told me that in the probably like the seventh grade because she was like, "Why you break up with old girl?" And I'm like, "Shoot, you know she had a boyfriend, I had a girlfriend." And we, you know, we kind of was talking and we liked each other. She's like, "Are you losing how you get them? You ain't going to keep her. She's going to find somebody else she like. Then you're going to be the annoying boyfriend.
You're going to be the dude that."
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's one of my rules when it comes to females and stuff.
And we're going to get out of here, though. But right before we get out of here, just give us something good to eat, man.
Yep.
Something good to eat.
Anywhere, local, chain.
Got to turn us on, though. It got to be
Yeesh.
A1.
I'm not nothing her.
Damn.
Nothing her. We got some all right food, but.
I'm fucking Orleans, with them plates, man. That's why I'm getting chubby.
New Orleans is where it's at.
Yeah.
You like gumbo?
Yeah. My baby mama, she's from New Orleans and stuff, so
yeah.
I didn't had all that.
You ever been to Frank's?
Frank's, no.
It's a deli on Preston. Thursday and Friday, they got red beans and rice and chicken gumbo. And I was talking to a New Orleans. He had a thick New Orleans accent and everything. He said, "It's the closest I didn't got to back home."
If I tell my baby mama I ate some gumbo that somebody made her in Louisville, she gonna clown me.
Oh, damn.
they a firm believer. Can't nobody make gumbo like them. But it's a spot down in New Orleans that I was just at, I had brunch at, like last week. It was this place called Curio. I had me a little omelet there with shrimp and cherry tomatoes and spinach. And then I had me some fried gator bites and bottomless mimosas. Gator's far. But yeah, man.
You eat chitlins?
I used to.
Me too.
My daddy got in my head about the shit. He kept telling me that it was just shit. My granny used to make them for me, and he would just get in my head about the shit.
I didn't turn down chitlins twice this year.
I can't eat them no more. I ain't ate them in so long. I'm not going to just hop back into eating them. It's already. I used to like them, though, but I just can't do it no more.
It's a restaurant I follow on Instagram. It's called Marlowe's. It's down in New Orleans. It's called Marlowe's. Merlot's or something like that. And
Merlot. Is it Merlot?
Yep.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Ah, man, they got some.
Yeah, I done been to New Orleans a whole lot.
Yeah, I need to.
So I know out. About, I, you feel me? I know a little something about it, but I definitely heard of Merlot's. Yeah.
Well, man, we appreciate I ain't never been you coming on, bro. Real talk.
Hell yeah, bro. I appreciate y'all for having me, bro. I've been wanting to do this for a little minute, man. I don't really be showing my face.
Yeah.
You appreciate me? That,
really
bro.
I don't show my face, you feel me, when it comes to this shit, because I'm not a real social dude. I'm just all about the music. Yeah. But you know, nowadays, you feel me, you gotta have that internet presence and shit like that. So I'm trying to, you know, show my face more and just do a little bit more and stuff to, you know, get people to see me.
So, and we gonna end it just like that.
Yeah. Another one.
Mm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirm Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls podcast as well as Big and Lazy podcast on the Confirm Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.